Remembering the nearly 3,000 lives lost. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. Today, the families of those who were lost on September 11, 2001 paused to reflect, remember, and mourn. Fox's Tanya J. Powers was at the remembrance ceremony at Ground Zero in New York.
Holding signs, wearing shirts with their loved one's name and photo on them, they gathered to remember those who were lost 21 years ago today. Barbara Rachko told me about her husband, Brian, who was on one of the planes that day.
I was in New York when my husband was killed, and I experienced everything that happened here, not knowing he was on the plane that had crashed at the Pentagon. But I think it's slightly easier for me here.
In Lower Manhattan at Ground Zero, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
President Biden was at the Pentagon today for a wreath-laying and remembrance ceremony, saying the attacks strengthened America's resolve.
We have repaired what was threatened. We fortified what was attacked. The indomitable spirit has never, ever wavered.
First Lady Jill Biden attending a ceremony in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. The coffin carrying Queen Elizabeth is now in Edinburgh after leaving Balmoral early this morning for a procession through the Scottish countryside.
Her cortege traveled those 6 hours down to Edinburgh today. There were pockets of people lining the roads, even some tractor drivers pulled up to watch the Queen's coffin pass. The coffin was draped with the Queen's standard of Scotland and a wreath of her favorite flowers gathered from Balmoral's gardens. Dahlia, white heather, and sweet peas. Her daughter, Princess Anne, the Princess Royal, traveled the route with her mother. And there were emotional scenes in Edinburgh, the capital of Scotland.
Fox's Amy Kellogg. The Queen's coffin will be flown to London on Tuesday with a funeral scheduled for the following week. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
As America reflects on the 9/11 terrorist attacks and the United Kingdom reflects on the life of Queen Elizabeth, Fox's Kara McHugh reflects on the Queen's unique action following the terrorist attacks.
With Great Britain now in a period of mourning over the passing of Queen Elizabeth comes a story of the special bond between our two nations. It was 2 days after the terror attacks of September 11, 2001. With the U.S. and much of the world still reeling from the shock, the leader of one of our staunchest allies displayed her independent streak. Her Majesty broke with tradition. In a show of solidarity with her nation's wounded ally, she ordered the Coldstream Guards to play the Star Spangled Banner, our national anthem, during the traditional changing of the guard ceremony at Buckingham Palace, as a tribute to the thousands of innocent lives lost on that tragic day. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
Some of the migrants who've been bused to Chicago recently from Texas are now being moved to suburban areas. Fox's Jeff Manasa reports.
An estimated 300 migrants have been bused from Texas to Chicago, a so-called sanctuary city, over the last couple weeks, which Chicago Mayor Democrat Lori Lightfoot called inhumane and unpatriotic.
What we have and will continue to do is welcome them with open arms.
And as more migrants are expected, the village of Burr Ridge confirms many of the migrants have been bused to some of its hotels in neighboring DuPage County without consultation from Chicago, Cook County, or the state. And the frustration of Burr Ridge Mayor Gary Grasso, who tells NBC 5 Chicago that what Mayor Lightfoot accuses Texas of doing to her is what she's doing to Burr Ridge. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And Georgia reclaimed the top spot in the Associated Press college football poll today. Kentucky, Oklahoma State, and Arkansas moved into the top 10. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.